So if we start in Glasgow, because you were born in Glasgow.
Yeah.
Yes. If you could tell us about that.
Well, again, there's big blank spaces, and there's two big blank spaces. Is one of them is when I was in Glasgow, and then one, and the other was from my first time I was fostered out. There's a blank space in it, you know.
Yes.
Like the middle of the Glasgow Blitz, myself and my siblings sitting in a room and place lighting up with bombs and exploding about. You don't realise, is this just something that you've imagined, or is this something true?
So you were on your own?
Yeah, well, it was like myself and my two brothers and a sister.
And your father was away at the war?
Father was away at the war. We went into an orphanage in Glasgow, with the Glasgow Corporation. Put out to a foster home, i.e. Mrs. McCall, which, I mean, my sister and Brandon and said we were all very happy there, you know.
You were all together.
We were all together and we were all happy. But Ian beat up McCall, she became pregnant with young Donald. And so she couldn't look after four kids, plus being pregnant, etc. So, and a new baby and everything else. So we were sent back to the orphanage. The rest of my siblings were sent back to the orphanage. And I was put to Sandy McCrae.
What was the relationship between Mrs. McCall and Sandy McCrae?
Sati.
Sati was her sister.
Sati was a sister of Mrs. McCall.
Mrs. McCall, I see. Brought you here.
She brought me back to Tamara.
Yeah. And then her sister took over.
And her sister, went back to living with her own family. The rest of my family was sent back to the Glasgow orphanage.
Mm-hmm. And what happened to them?
And they were dispersed. Would be quite a good word to call it. They were, you know, one here, one there, one, you know, the three of them. The only one I've actually been in contact with my sister, and she one hell of a life of it, you know.
Where did she go?
She went down near Peterhead.
Not too far away?
No, not too far away. Where that, again, it was, she went down near Peterhead and wasn't too far away from here, but her life compared with my life was two totally different lives. You know, she was family bringing up the slaves, you know. She actually had to come home from school to cook meals for the farmer and his partner. You know,
there were no other children.
There was no other children.
Right.
There was an older son. Like she, you know, we got, well, Sati got a box of clothing. It was twice a year.
For
from
you.
The Glasgow Corporation.
For you.
For me.
Yes.
You could have taken it. You could have taken the clothing, or you could have taken the money plus the coupons, but then you didn't get any clothing if you took it up. And I think the folk in Peterhead, they chose to take the second. My sister, it was all hand-me-downs that she was getting from people that felt sorry for her. And so that was, and, you know, and by a strange coincidence, about, I think I'm 20 or 21, I found my sister, and it was a chap, Billy Gob, and he was posted to Borden, just outside Peterhead.
He was a friend of yours?
He was a school friend that I went to Rigby School with. And he was a bit older. I just missed out by a year on National Service, and he was a bit older. He did National Service. He was sitting in the office in Peterhead, and there's a civilian working alongside him. Started talking and said, where do you come from? Oh, he says, a place, oh, you wouldn't know it, there's a wee place called Tomartin. He says, Tomartin? He says, that rings a bell. So he came back, went home, and he came back the next day, and he says, yeah, my sister thinks her brother might be in Tomartin. And he says, well, if you tell me his name, he says, I know everybody at Tomartin. So Billy said, John Ferguson. No, there's no John Ferguson living in Tomartin. So Billy phoned his, well, didn't fight, phone his mother, there was no phones, he wrote his mother and said to his mother, chap I'm working alongside thinks his brother's in Tomartin, but he says, John Ferguson, I kind of think. He says, you silly bugger, that's Peddler. So, and this is how a strange twist of fate, yes. And because through finding my sister, she had got in touch with my father, so I was able to trace my father, and actually invite my father to our wedding.
Your father came to your wedding?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing. Your father did not know where you all were?
No. Because when we were younger, we'd sometimes get maybe a Christmas card, you know, and it was sent through the Glasgow Corporation and then back to us. But the address was always torn off.
Was that from your father?
Yeah, you get maybe from my father, you know.
But they didn't tell him where you were?
No, I had a brother, two brothers. One brother, and during our honeymoon, we went down to Glasgow. And we visited him. My father said, well, we'll go and visit your brother. And I went to visit my brother, who was a fireman in the Glasgow Fire Service. And I could see it yet, the big courtyard in the bottom, all the fire engines came out this courtyard, and up above there were flats. And that was where the fireman stayed, in the flats above. And I went into the flat to visit my brother. There's a chap lying back in a sun lounger on the next door. And he gave me a nod and gives us an end. I says, Robert. I says, your neighbour, he's not Sandy Dignan, is he? Yes. Now it was Sandy Dignan from Carbridge. He was in Glasgow in the fire service and everything else. But, and then he came home maybe, you know, every periodically went to the dances and met him at all the dances in Carbridge and Aviemore and whatnot.
And he was living next door to your
brother.
And
he was living next door to my brother. And I'd, so it shows you how small the world is.
Yes, yes. And so you managed to find everyone in the end apart?
No, I didn't. There's a brother, even after my father died, after he died, there's a brother, Alec,
And when we tried to trace him, because father left not a lot of money, just to, you know, a few pennies. He was a painter and decorator, so you can imagine it wasn't a lot of money that somebody would have. Like, and we, through a solicitor, we tried to trace him. Through the law courts, we tried to trace him, and we couldn't. Nobody. It's as if he's disappeared.
He could have left the country. He could have emigrated.
Yeah, but it was still the law courts would still, the register would still have registers of them. The only thing that I could think of regarding that is that unless he was, i.e., like I was, brought up with a good family. And they adopted him and changed his name, and therefore that's the only other thing that I could think of that happened like so.
Yes. But now you have your own family.
Now I have they're all gone, like.
Yes.
I said to them, I said, like, you know, get out there and make a life for yourself, because you're not going to make it at home. This is the way life is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, you've got to get out there and make that life.
Yes.